The bloom of the flower can often remind us of how temporary life is. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes that with the shortening of the days ahead, the moment has come more into focus.
We change over time. As a boy during World War II, my father was with the Army in Europe. At home, we kept what was then known as a victory garden. I remember growing radishes, carrots, beans, and especially cucumbers. I'd broadcast cucumber seeds, and within a month we had so many cucumbers, I could barely see the earth as the cucumbers completely claimed the garden as their own. I didn't like working in the garden. It was hot and dirty. I did it grudgingly. "It's for the war effort," my mother exhorted me. Years later, I've come to love flowers. I actually planted some. Say it with flowers, the florists say, but say what? Just about any matter of the heart, like mourning, joy, gratitude, and love, to mention just a few. And after a lifetime of aversion to gardening, why did I, on the eve of my 80th birthday, feel I needed to plant flowers in front of my studio windows? All were annuals, except for a couple of perennials called echinacea, or purple coneflowers. Once reckoned as a chore, I eagerly took to watering the flowers daily. I rejoiced in their growth. I was saying something with flowers. They were saying something to me. What was it? I think I was mourning the life I once knew. I recognized how it was rapidly passing. I felt my body change. My thoughts were different. The world I believe I once understood, I really didn't. I mourned how the number of my days dwindled. I found myself in the process of surrendering the illusion of forever, and I was saying it with flowers. Surrendering the illusion provided an opportunity for freedom, a new way of being. With all these personal transformations, I had a need to see beauty. Flowers are the epitome of what's beautiful. I'm beginning to understand now that the present moment is all that there really is, and it's gone in a flash. Familiarity dulls awareness. My spouse and children with whom I've lived for years, I can be unaware of except as familiar fixtures in my life, like the trees that surround the house. Time's value increases as its duration shortens, and with my growing awareness of this, I'll occasionally find myself looking carefully at my wife and actually seeing her as though I'd awakened from a deep sleep and discovered her for the first time, watching her bemused expression as her fingers move to make a point and how she radiates irrepressible optimism. I feel surges of gratitude for her presence, that fleeting moment, and what it offers me. And with gratitude, I'm aware of the love I have been given. It's all in my mind, I'm sure, but I must say, I see in the posture of the echinacea flower the suggestion of gratitude. Its stem bends to the weight of its large cone, and its petals incline slightly downward. And the image is reminiscent of the open arms of courtiers that once offered grateful homage to their sovereigns. Love and gratitude are two experiences to celebrate, and many celebrate them with flowers. It beats cucumbers any day. George Merrill on the shore.